This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Colorado congressional reaction to Donald Trump's impeachment acquittal followed party lines. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Even though the vote fell short, Democratic Senator Michael Bennet said 57 votes to convict was a substantial bipartisan rebuke of the former president. Representative Joe Neguse, one of the impeachment managers, said he was grateful to do his part to uphold the Constitution. He felt that based on senators' statements after the vote, it's clear Trump was acquitted on a technicality. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn was not surprised Trump was exonerated. He called it a hyperpartisan impeachment and said Congress needs to focus now on legislative work, a sentiment echoed by many Democrats. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More than 2,000 Denver Public Schools employees have received their first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. The district says that includes educators and nurses. DPS is now focused on vaccinating staff who work in schools daily, as well as those with existing health conditions or who are 65 and older. Teachers became vaccine eligible last week, and just a few days ago, the CDC released new guidelines for schools to help them reopen safely. And the Colorado Avalanche play tonight for the first time since early this month. They're in Las Vegas to play the Golden Knights. The Avs have been under quarantine due to COVID-19 protocols. Last week, the NHL announced new restrictions to try to prevent coronavirus outbreaks among teams. It's currently -6 in Denver, 21 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.